When you pull into a driveway and hear that satisfying crunch under your tires, what if I told you you're actually rolling over a graveyard of ancient sea life, like millions of tiny marine skeletons right under your sedan? Welcome to this custom deep dive. We're pulling from an article by stone industry specialist Unica Blake at Hunter Pavers, and we're exploring the hidden history and surprising utility of a material you see absolutely everywhere. Limestone gravel. Okay, let's unpack this.
Yeah, to really understand the utility, you have to look at the biology first, because limestone is actually a biological sedimentary rock made primarily of calcite.
Right, which it comes from the ocean.
Exactly. That calcite comes directly from organic marine debris. We're talking shells, coral, algae, I mean, even fecal matter. All of this just accumulated in shallow, warm marine waters millions of years ago.
It's basically Earth's ultimate natural upcycling project, if you think about it. But wait, I have a question. If limestone is essentially just compressed seashells, and seashells are incredibly brittle-like, they shatter when you step on them barefoot at the beach.
Oh, sure, yeah.
How does a driveway made of them not just turn to total dust the second an SUV rolls over it?
Well, that is where millions of years of geological pressure come into play. Over eons, that delicate microscopic debris gets buried, compressed, and chemically fused into this incredibly dense, hard crystalline structure.
Wow, so it completely changes form.
Yeah, it does. But the real secret to why it supports heavy vehicles isn't actually just its density. It's the physical shape of the crushed rock itself. See, when limestone is processed into gravel, it fractures with these extremely jagged, sharp edges.
Oh, I see. So instead of acting like smooth river rocks that would just scatter and roll away under the weight of tires, those jagged edges essentially interlock like puzzle pieces under pressure.
That's exactly it. The downward weight actually locks the stones tighter together.
That's brilliant.
Right, it's why it's the ideal material, not just for driveways, but for the heavy ballast holding massive railway tracks in place. And because limestone is literally the most abundant rock on the surface of the planet, it's incredibly budget-friendly.
Oh, that makes sense. Easy to source locally for all that heavy infrastructure.
Exactly, it's everywhere.
But that same biological origin, all that calcium from the ancient shells, that means it has a completely different superpower if you crush it even finer. The article mentions it actually becomes an incredibly effective, slow-release soil additive for gardens.
Yeah, it basically acts like a giant antacid tablet for your garden. The calcium carbonate naturally neutralizes acidic soil.
Wait, an antacid for dirt? That's amazing.
Yeah, it really is. Plus, because of that dense crystalline structure we mentioned earlier, it breaks down very slowly. So it provides a steady, long-term stream of marine nutrients rather than just washing away in the first rainstorm.
Right. And aesthetically, those natural light cream and honey colors, they perfectly complement garden environments without looking stark or, showing dirt easily. It is genuinely versatile.
Oh, definitely.
Though that exact same chemical makeup, I mean, the calcium base that naturally neutralizes acid in your garden, that creates a pretty serious structural vulnerability, right?
Unfortunately, yes. Limestone reacts really aggressively to acid, so you can never use acidic detergents to clean it.
Oh, wow. I wouldn't have thought of that.
Yeah, even regular acid rain in an open area will degrade it over time. It literally dissolves the calcium carbonate bonds that are holding the rock together.
Yikes. And going back to those sharp, jagged edges that make it interlock so beautifully, those come with a physical drawback too, don't they?
They do. It's pretty miserable to walk on barefoot.
I can imagine.
And if the gravel is large enough, those sharp edges can sometimes even puncture car tires, which is obviously not ideal for a driveway.
Definitely not. So I guess you have to be careful about how you use it.
Exactly. Which means, depending on the specific application and the size of the stone, limestone is sometimes better utilized strictly as a foundational base layer, just hidden underneath a softer or smoother top cover.
So the next time you pull into a driveway and hear that crunch, remember that you're quite literally driving over ancient marine history. You're basically parking your car on the Earth's upcycled ocean floor.
It really shifts our everyday modern infrastructure into a grand geological perspective, doesn't it?
It totally does. And it leaves you with something to ponder, too. If limestone is formed from the slow accumulation of organic debris, like shells and algae from millions of years ago, what kind of debris from our current era might eventually compress to form the sedimentary rocks of the distant future? Food for thought. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.